I would like you to imagine meandering through the narrow streets of an Italian city, lined with colour, facades and charming trattorias. It is very easy to lose track of time amidst the timeless beauty of it all. Every corner of that city holds the promise of a new discovery. New you, happy you. The you that already exists, but needs to be found and appreciated, just like hidden alleyways filled of history and tradition in Italy. When the afternoon sun starts to fill up the city, you arrive at the top of the steps leading to a cool, shadowy staircase that leads to an apartment which you already know, which is your safe place. You begin to descend into this noticeably cooler alleyway, which is carrying a faint scent of old stone and earth, an older cuisine you can find in Italy. A homey scent. You step down on those steps as I count 10, 9. You can see a soft light filter through some narrow windows, illuminating your way forward to step 8, 7, 6. Going down with each step, the curse of the outside world seemed to fade away, and you're replaced with a sense of calm and tranquility that flows around in the fresh air. And you carry on down to 5, 4, 3. Your journey from the bustling streets into the quiet sanctuary of your apartment is like stepping into another world. A world where time moves as its own leisurely pace, and the worries of the day are left behind. You carry on down to step 2, 1, 0, and you're there. You are now in the front of your apartment. A sense of anticipation and excitement fills you. You know that beyond the door lies a heaven of comfort and familiarity, where the warmth of home awaits for you. With a gentle push, the door swings open, revealing a cozy interior with soft light and welcoming warmth. You are still aware of the cafes and restaurants on the cobblestone streets outside your apartment. You know that the tables with crisp white linens and vibrant bouquets of flowers are there amidst the chatter and laughter coming from some diners. They're enjoying freshly baked pizzas with sun-ripe tomatoes and creamy mozzarella, delicate pastas and fragrant herbs, the velvety sauces and delicious gelato, all those flavors which you know and appreciate are also giving you a sense of calm and home. Something you love and something that's part of you. You are in the heart of that city where the warmth of the sun kisses the terracotta rooftops and the scent of freshly baked bread lingers in the air. And you in your cozy apartment, nestled amidst those cobblestone streets. As the golden sun streams through the windows, your living room is full of soft glow and a sense of relaxation. You're stepping in to the living room and you are greeted by the sight of long, blowing curtains dancing gently in the breeze that wafts through the open windows. The curtains sway gracefully like ballerinas in a mesmerizing dance, casting some shadows upon the polished wooden floor. The living room is bathed in natural light, gives you a welcoming warmth that stimulates the senses like a comforting embrace. Natural color cushions sit comfortably on the sofa, inviting you to sink in into the soft embrace and to unwind after a busy day of exploring and strolling the city. A rustic coffee table, a vase of freshly picked wild flowers stand as a testament to simple pleasures of life in this very charming city. From the open windows, the melodic symphony of Italian life drifts in, filling the room with the soothing sounds of laughter, chatter, and the occasional clink of glasses. Down below, the cobblestone streets bustle with activity as locals and tourists weave the way through the labyrinth of alleyways. The animated conversations, bursts of laughter, and the occasional burst of music fills in your apartment, but give you a sense of happiness. As the afternoon sun begins to dip, below the horizon, casting a soft golden glow You feel a sense of contentment. You like the warm blanket, the oasis surrounded by the sights and sounds of that Italian life. You feel truly at home, a world away from the stresses and worries of everyday life. You are nestled in a safe heaven, where time seems to stand still. And so as the day draws to a close, and the city begins to wind down for the evening, you feel grateful for the simple joys of life in this enchanting Italian city. For in this moment, surrounded by the warmth, the gentle rustle of curtains, and the lively hum of the streets below, all is right in the world. You lay down on the sofa, and with the relaxing chatter from outside, you feel compelled to just close your eyes and fall asleep. And when you are asleep, you have a dream. Once upon a time, there was a girl. The girl was sitting in the middle of a park, in the bandstand. And she was waiting for her friends. She was looking forward to the fun they were going to have together. She was looking forward to the sense of freedom that the large park, with pretty flowers and shrubs and trees, was giving her. She was enjoying the fresh air and the sound of the birds. But soon, with a feeling of dismay, she saw the storm gathering on the horizon, thick and black, angry storm, moving closer. She felt her spirit plummet, knowing that the storm is going to ruin her day. And perhaps some more days in a week, because she would no longer be able to do what she planned, what she wished for wasn't going to happen. Her shoulders drooped, her good mood vanished, her thoughts turned dark. And the quicker her mood descended, the quicker the clouds moved towards her. The air thickened, and the lightning started to shoot. Vibrant, strong colors of crimson, royal blue, vivid greens and yellows, mixing in with white, hot lightning, breaking through the air like angry spikes, reaching down. And the girl could hear the thunder roaring really loudly, coming so closer that it was almost wrapped around her. She curled herself in a ball trying to shut out the storm. She closed her eyes, but the lightning seemed to penetrate her eyelids with very angry flashes of color. She couldn't run anywhere, and she had nowhere to hide. But then her eyes spotted a small object on the floor. She reached out to grab it. And when she did, she realized it was some sort of remote control. A remote control that had only one button, with arrows up and down. The girl pressed the up arrow, and as she pressed it, the storm became angrier, the clouds darker, the lightning more furious, and air became thicker, so thick she felt as she couldn't even move. Holding her tightly, tense, afraid, and totally focused on the storm, she took a deep breath and she realized what just happened. She then pressed the down arrow, and as she pressed that button, she noticed the air clearing, lightning releasing its grip, freeing the girl. The lightning became less angry, less vivid. The clouds started to thin. She could see them moving apart, so she carried on pressing the down arrow, and the angry clouds began to change. The sun broke through, and the thunder quietened. The sounds of the birds could be heard once again. The girl was able to relax as the storm released. She opened her eyes, looked around her, she was able to breathe clean air again, and see in the distance that her friends were coming and all was right in the world. Finding the remote control is a key, because once it's found, operating the up and down button is a skill that can be learned. And the more we practice, the quicker we learn. The more we know that we have a control, and the button that we can press, we take control over any storm or lightning or worry or disbelief. Whatever is limiting you can be simply turned down with that down arrow on your remote control.